Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Jane.
Okay. Now, you were a teacher for a number of years.
Finally,
we're going on to that, actually. And Shadow Minister for Schools. Do you think that schools should give pupils a rounded education with opportunities to enjoy learning for learning's sake, basically, or just prepare pupils for the workplace?
I think schools should teach a broad and balanced curriculum. They obviously have to also provide the essentials in terms of good quality English and maths and the basics, and getting that right is really important. But no school really can be outstanding unless it has a broad and balanced curriculum on offer and an excellent cultural offer and things like that, as well as an excellent academic offer. So in my own view, you know, as a former teacher, it's not enough simply to, you have to get the basics right, but it's not enough. And the sorts of skills actually that the economy needs for the 21st century include those sorts of creative skills that you can't just teach through sitting in the examination and writing down everything you know after 3 hours. You have to have teamwork, you have to be able to work in groups, you have to be able to be creative in the workplace, just like here at Radio Cardiff. Otherwise, you won't be able to have the sorts of skills that employers will want for the 21st century.
Okay. Second question. You've been the MP for Cardiff West for 10 years now. What have you done in that time for your constituency?
Probably a bit more than that, actually. Now it's been nearly 13 years, I suppose, since 2001. And the proudest sorts of things I've done have been things that have come out of the constituency casework that comes to you as an MP, and really keeps you in touch with the sorts of issues that are affecting people. There was a real crisis at the beginning when I became an MP around the pension fund of Allied Steel and Wire workers, and I campaigned on that. It's got a motion with over 300 signatures in the House of Commons. It resulted in a £2 billion compensation fund being created and a change in the law, which meant that a scheme was set up for people in the future to be able to have protection if occupational pensions are at risk when companies go bust. I contributed to a change in the law around adoption that allowed birth parents to be able to have access to an intermediary service to be able to indicate their desire to get in touch with their children who'd been adopted, often many, many years ago, and often in circumstances where it was usually the mother, had very little opportunity to have much say about it. I campaigned a great deal around muscular dystrophy and got a funding for research for that. These are all examples of the sorts of things that come out of people coming to you as an MP with an issue and you trying to use the House of Commons, use the letters after your name as a Member of Parliament to bring about change.
Okay, and your final question. You play guitar and vocals in the parliamentary rock group MP4. Are you any good?
We are legends in our own imagination. I think it's probably the right answer to that question. I'll leave it to others to judge.
Okay.
If you play it later, I promise to donate the royalties to Radio Cardiff.
Oh, you're going to have to send it to us then. We're going to have to keep you on that one. Absolutely. Okay then. Well, Kevin, thank you for that.